This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, in the previous episode, we talked about a roadmap which the Quran provides every human being, every obedient human being, every individual. As I said, there are two groups of people. One group of people is rebellious. They rebel against God, and the other group of people is fearful. They fear to stand before their Lord. They are those people who, because of fear of Allah, do not commit any sins. So there are two groups of people. Some are rebellious and some are obedient. And of course, as for those people who are rebellious, their abode is the hellfire. And as for those people who are obedient and who protect their souls, who care for their souls, their abode is the Jannah, the paradise. And I also said that God has given us the capacity to tell the difference between right and wrong and between truth and falsehood. And of course, we have not been left wandering on a crossroad. Never. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الأثقى. Of course, قد تبين الرشد من الغي. The right is clearly distinguished from wrong. The truth is clear from the falsehood. That's what the Quran says. And of course, as I said, we are not here to explain or to interpret the verses of the Quran. Of course, I am trying to give you some ideas into what the religious teachings are about a better life. Because at the end of the day, we are going to go to the next world. Our eternal abode is the next world, of course. So when we speak about life, the real life is not this world, the life we live in this world. The real life begins in the afterworld. And so we have to prepare ourselves for the real life, for that eternal abode. And that's why the Quran says, قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيَةِ. Of course, the right has been clarified and distinguished from the wrong, the truth from the falsehood, of course. And we as human beings have the volition, the faculty of reason. Of course, every individual has been gifted with the faculty of reason. And that is the best capacity, the most important capacity, the most important faculty that distinguishes man from other animals, from other creatures, from other animate beings. The right path is clear from the wrong one, of course. Allah does not force anyone to follow the right path. And He does not compel anyone to traverse the right path. There's no doubt about it. لا إكراه في الدين. There's no compulsion in religion. If Allah were to force human beings, what would be the meaning of justice? Justice would have been meaningless. If He were to force every individual to follow the right path, then hell and heaven, hell and paradise would be meaningless. Resurrection would have no meaning. Because we are compelled, we are like ants, like other creatures who act on instincts. That's not the case with human beings. Of course, human beings have the willpower, the volition, and that makes us different from other animals, from other creatures.
We were given so many prizes.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
We are intelligent. We are a volitional creature. We have free will. And these are the two main characteristics that man has. There is a saying, I remember, there is a saying from the commander of faithful Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَصَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بِالْعَقْلِ دُونَ الشَّهْوَةِ وَالْغَضَبِ وَخَصَّ الْحَيْوَانَاتِ بِهِمَا دُونَهُ وَلَكِنْ شَرَّفَ الْإِنسَانِ. The hadith is lengthy, but because some of our audience may not make sense of the hadith, I would like to just explain, to give the concept of the hadith. Based on this hadith, God has clarified everything for us. He has clarified the road for us, which leads to either hell or heaven. Both roads are clear, and there's nothing in this map ambiguous or murky or dark. Everything has been clarified meticulously by Allah. When you open the map, Allah says, these two entrances lead to either the hellfire or to paradise. Allah says in the verse which I recited, Allah says, Tagha, Tagha, wa athara al-hayat al-dunya. So these are two major highways that leads to the hellfire. Tagha, persistently, willfully, rebelling and transgressing against Allah. And of course, a person who rebels against God and who transgresses the bounds, the limits prescribed by Allah, then of course his eternal abode is the hellfire. And of course, the saying from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, in Allah khassal malaikata bil aql duna shahwati wal ghadab, God the Almighty has distinguished the angels with reason. It means that the angels have reason only, have intellect, aql. Duna shahwati wal ghadab, they do not have lust and they do not have wrath. Ghadab means anger. The angels do not become angry. The angels do not have lust. Wa khassa al haywanati bihima, and God distinguished the animals, the quadruped, the beasts with shahwa and ghadab. You know, the animals have lust and they have anger. These two faculties are there. But walakin sharraf al insan, God honored human being by giving human being both the faculty of reason and shahwa and ghadab, both of them. You can see man has the power, the faculty of reason, and he has lust, he has anger, he becomes angry. Inshallah, we will carry on this discussion in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Oh, 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 oh. Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You need to me, 'cause your love is all I need. your love is all I need.